Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
How was your guys' night?
It was good. Yeah.
What'd you do,
really
Katie?
Good night. I sat on my couch and watched The Circle.
The old
horror movie?
No. It's a reality show.
That's The Ring, isn't it?
Oh, The Ring.
Yeah.
It is a circle.
That's different. That's a different, that's different right. time, different kind of
Remember
show.
Remember the band, but... The Perfect Circle?
Exactly. Yeah. A lot of circles now that I recall. But no, The Circle is a great reality TV show, and there's 8 seasons, and I just keep knocking them out. I just can't stop
good
watching
for you.
It. I did go on a 4-mile walk and went outside, touched grass, blah, 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 blah. But the highlight of my night was definitely
the
watching
circle,
that show. It's
for
such
sure.
a good show. Such a good show.
I'll take your word for it.
Okay, good.
I did some adult things. I called Nordstrom to get my t-shirts hemmed.
Oh, I want to talk about that later. Let's talk about that later. That's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard in my life.
I love doing it.
Really?
I do this all the time, dude. All the time.
I can't even. I heard this story this morning. I shook my head. I was like, we got to talk about that today. I'm in total dad mode today. I am. This is so stupid. I'm so excited because every year our HOA brings dumpsters into the neighborhood. It's just kind of one of the perks that they do. And we've got like, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 dumpsters throughout the neighborhood. And it gives everybody an opportunity to just come out and dump all their crap in the dumpsters.
That's amazing.
From tree limbs to junk in your basement to cleaning out your garage. It is one of the best perks an HOA can do, I think, for the community.
Well, yeah.
Is something like that.
Because that would otherwise cost you money to bring a truckload of stuff to the dump. They weigh it. They charge you based on that.
Absolutely.
So this is saving you a lot of money.
Absolutely. And it totally encourages homeowners to get out there and clean up all the crap in their yard. Because now they've got a place to put it.
Yeah.
And it's falling at like such a good time because after that last snowstorm, everybody has broken branches.
Yeah.
And
you're right.
You go dump them in the dumpsters. So.
Well, and we know in Colorado, fire season, like you gotta get all that away,
I
you know?
Know. So isn't it? I used to be cool.
I know.
Like, it's dumpster weekend. It's dumpster weekend.
It is a good perk, though. I'm
it's
happy
a really
for
good
you.
Perk. Yeah. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's nice of you. Katie's been talking about Boy Meets World.
Oh, I know.
Take Me Back. Right.
I loved that show, and yeah, they have that podcast that's been super popular, and they just came out recently.
Yeah.
Pod Meets World. Yes. Yeah. Daniel Fishel, who played Topanga, you had Will Friedle, who played the older brother,
Friedle.
And then Ryder Strong. All part of the show. And they were actually just talking about how it is a concern for them. They actually have a lot of self-esteem issues when it comes to meeting people now because people are not shy about coming up to them and saying things like, oh my gosh, you look old now. What is this? And how awful, first of all, that people think that that's okay.
Yeah.
But second, they are like saying that this is causing them serious self-esteem issues. Like Will specifically, it's like affected him to where he's had to seek professional help and whatnot. And it just reminded me because I know Topanga, the character on the show back in the day, she was told that she was too heavy for that role, and there's a distinct difference in her weight between specific seasons, and it's because she felt pressure from producers and viewers and, you know, the entire world about, you know, her body. And she says that in the prom episode specifically, so I went and looked back on this just to get a good reference, but she said that they wouldn't let her wear a dress that didn't have sleeves on it. And I was like, how awful. Aww. She was like a teenager. I can't imagine a whole group of probably old adults telling me how I should look.
That's
you know?
The media industry,
it
right?
Is,
I mean,
it
that's
is.
Kind of what you sign up for.
It
I
is.
Hate to say it. It's wrong.
No, it is wrong. But it
I
just,
mean, we deal with it.
Yeah, it just it's specifically like having them come out and talk about it now, though, I think is where it hit me in the feels, you know?
Well, yes, it's therapeutic now for them.
It is. Well, and just like to have them be so honest about it, but yeah, definitely worth looking into their podcast.
I gotta
tell you,
I hear so many good things about that podcast.
So good, so good. And then they did the live version around the country. I think they even
did.
Came
yeah,
to
they
Denver
came to Colorado.
Here.
Yeah,
and so like, yeah, it's just a huge success for that. So good for them. Good for.
And they
them.
All look so slim and beautiful. Still.
They look great. They really do. They Topanga, especially Daniel Fishel, she looks fabulous. So,
fabulous.
Yeah, shout out to you, girl.
Still got a mini crush on that one.
You should. As you should.
Well, let's go ahead and dive into our sports report. This is Josh's time to shine. What's going on in the world of sports, buddy?
Yeah, well, the Avalanche have been obviously in the news this entire season. They have been at the top of the NHL, and now they've been in the playoffs and absolutely crushing it. Well, one specific reason that they have been in the news lately is because of the goal horn. We actually talked about it yesterday and how it went crazy when the Avs won in overtime. But this has been making the rounds all over social media now. Podcasters, ESPN is talking about why this goal horn is just going nuts. So 9 News tracked down the person behind it.
My name is Brandon Mestis. Yep, I am the guy that hits the fun big red button for all Avalanche goals and Avalanche wins. Goal horn is once again all kind of vibe, seeing the moment of the game, what goal it is, what team we're playing, playoffs, regular season. So a lot of factors that go into a goal horn. Never once did I think about the analytics of my goal horn.
Yeah, that audio yesterday, and if you were at the game, it was
eight times. I love this. He goes, I just go off vibes, which is so much better than being like, well, I have to hit it 4 times each goal. You know, I love how he goes, I feel the moment out, see what it kind of requires, and then I lay on that thing. Yeah. It makes me so happy. The Avs, when they played the Wild in game 1 and they scored 9 goals, we did the math. He hit the goal horn 40 times.
Yeah, that guy's
40
into
times.
It. Yo, Brandon.
Well, and the power he has with that horn. I'd be hitting it all the time,
He's
too.
He's so passionate. Right? I actually know Brandon, having worked with him for Mammoth Games. So he is the producer of that in-game experience. So he gets to say, you know, and we've got the fire over here. Da, da. So he is such a chill guy. And so to hear him have so much passion behind a goal horn, like, that just makes me so happy.
That's a chill guy move, is to definitely hit that horn a lot of times. Chill guy. I would say the biggest celebrity thing floating around yesterday, and I had multiple listeners actually sending me clips from Eric Church, who delivered the commencement address at the University of North Carolina last weekend. And for some reason, it is exploding right now. He compared each string on his guitar to a pillar in life. And if you sit down and watch the whole speech, like, you kind of tear up a little bit. The wisdom and advice coming out of Eric Church.
Okay, I love
is
him.
Is phenomenal.
He's great.
Yeah, like
one of the greatest concerts I've ever been to.
I love hearing that. Like, he has been one of my favorite country artists of all time for a long time. So
I'm gonna play you 60 seconds. I'm only supposed to do like 20 or 30. I'm gonna play you 60 seconds.
Do it.
I'm a rebel today.
Yeah, here's a little taste of it.
Six strings of life and willingness to keep them in tune. Six principles, six pillars. When all six are in tune with each other, the chord your life makes is full and resonant and true. All six will drift in their own time, in their own season. Your faith will go quiet when you need it loud. Your family will get complicated in a way only the people who love you most can complicate things. And your world will try to sand down the edges of exactly who you are. This is not failure. It's the inevitable, universal experience of living in an imperfect world that doesn't stop to let us tune up. And the difference between a life that sounds like music and a life that sounds like noise is whether you stop and listen. Whether you're honest enough to hear which string has drifted out of tune and humble enough to make the adjustment instead of just turning up the volume and hoping nobody notices. Trust what your heart hears and is telling you about your song. So graduates, now I encourage you to take your six strings, make it something worth hearing, play your song as I leave you with mine.
And one more thing, everybody. Put a drink in your hand!
I love him.
He's so good. I encourage everybody. We'll probably post it. I'll throw it up on our Facebook in a little bit. Watch the whole thing. It was a very well done speech.
I watched it yesterday and I almost got lost in the story of it. And then I kind of came back to reality and I was like, that's Eric Church saying this. Like, Mr. Party
Man,
the chief.
Yes, the party anthems and country drinking anthems.
Yeah.
Like, when he talks, he's like, wow, he's almost like a pastor or
something.
Well, that's the thing, though, is like that immediately reminded me of a song on his Outsiders album called Dark Side, where he talks like that a lot.
Yes.
And so it brought me right back to a lot. He talks about how music is his mistress. Oh, it's such a good song.
We're having a record here.
I know. record year is such
that
a
album
good
is
song.
So good. That entire album.
I can't even tell you how great his album. Concert was.
Yeah.
And he came back to Red Rocks not too long ago. He did a couple nights. It might have been last summer, and we missed it because we were out of town.
Hats off to you, Chief.
Man.
Love him.
Other than that, the only other story I have is Britney Spears was barking like a dog in a restaurant or something. And holding
Britney.
A knife.
No, she wasn't trying to hurt people with a knife. She was just cutting her burger.
She was walking through the restaurant holding a knife.
Cutting her burger.
Where's that burger? I'm going to cut it.
They said after she finished her dinner and left, they said onlookers said her table looked like, quote, a toddler had been there.
Oh, poor Britney. I just feel like everybody's piling on her. I know.
And she was barking, so.
Oh, Brittany, we love you.
What kind of pile?
Put
on
a drink in your hand.
Oh, I just feel bad.
All right, what's the local stuff?
Okay, so what up, Lenny Pierce? He's a dad, a DJ, and a music producer, and he is bringing his beeps and boops to Red Rocks. Toddler techno, let's go.
What does that mean? Is this a toddler
happy
doing this?
And you know it. Clap your hands.
If you're happy and you know it, and your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
See, everybody's into it. It's baby rave is what they're saying. A baby rave. It is scheduled for June 14th. So he, again, is a dad. His little kid loves listening to this music, but he's also a DJ.
Why does this piss me off so much?
I want to put a little beat under it. And he's had these little baby raves all over the country. And now, June 14th, we've got one going on at Red Rocks.
This makes me mad because it's so wonderful and so fantastic. And such an easy thing to do. And why didn't I come up with this?
It
pisses me off.
I know.
I'm happy and I know it.
You know, it starts at 10:15, so that's perfect, right before nap time, right? Get them all wilding out. A concert open to all ages, so it doesn't matter how old that little one is, bring them down. They will definitely have some fun. And if they're under a year, they don't even need a ticket. But for the rest of the family, tickets are on sale now if you want to check that out. But I think that is a genius idea, and I love everything.
I don't
about
have a toddler, and I want to check it out.
I know, right? You're like, I may rent a toddler just so I can go
there.
Well,
let's not be weird.
Okay.
Are those services available? That's strange, Kate.
I'm just saying, you might find one. Use it for the afternoon, the morning, and you know.
Anyway, move on.
Okay. Say, remember we talked about that Harry Potter pop-up bar that got canceled?
Are we still talking about
this? Well, because maybe the reason is because Warner Brothers already has a plan to roll out a fun time Hogwarts style. So make way for Harry Potter, the exhibition. It's going to start on June 26th, right on Denver's South Broadway District right there. And tickets are on sale now. And this looks a lot like what that pop-up bar looked like. Like, they've got the candles floating, right? It is a little more interactive because you even get to try your hand at Quidditch.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
You could, like, I was looking at the actual things that you can do, and it got me so excited because I don't know if you guys actually read the books or know anything about them, but you can brew potions. You can also cast a Patronus charm. So if you remember,
Expecto Patronus.
Yeah, so that is like you have to think happy thoughts. It's one of the hardest charm spells to cast. But you can do like Harry Potter does a stag. And remember, it helps him from the Dementors because the Dementors are going to kill him, Jeremy.
Did you say Patron?
Anyway, no, Patronus.
Oh, Patronus.
It's a charm. It's a charm that they cast. It's, again, one of the hardest charms. So there's a lot of original costumes, authentic props, and just so many fun things. You get to go through the Great Hall Gallery. You get to go to a Gringotts-inspired vault. That's the bank that Harry Potter keeps all his money in, Jeremy. And all
I believe you.
It's amazing. So in the cupboard under the stairs, you get to go there. That's where Harry lives with his aunt and Uncle Jeremy.
Spoiler alert.
It's amazing.
That's been out for a
minute. So much fun. No, people know about Harry Potter. So again, tickets on sale. And anything from ages 3 to 12, you can get those tickets for $20. So nice little money saver there. And then a lot of fun things going on in town this weekend and around town. Colfax Marathon is this Sunday, so all you runners.
Expect closures down there, too, for roads.
Lots
be aware
of
closures.
That. Yeah, that happens every year. North Glen's 9th Annual Food Truck Carnival also going on up there in North Glen, and that is all weekend long. And then all aboard the Colorado Railroad Museum in Golden. They're going to start up their very busy summer season. So Colorado Crossings is the first big thing, and they're going to have more than 100 locomotives and cars on display.
This is where you're going to find the toddlers.
Yeah.
Toddlers and old dudes. Exactly. Like really old dudes.
Well, that's the thing. I know so many kids who love trains, and the fact that Golden is right there and there's so much history, it's amazing. So yeah. If you have a little one who can recite all the
different...
Or an old man who can recite all the different engines and cabooses, Golden is where you want to be this weekend. Lots of things to do.
A lot of caboose jokes this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
Whole lot of... Probably from the old men.
Look at that caboose. Yeah. That's a damn fine caboose right there. Oh, baby. Back up. Back up. Here's the hype with JKJ, Mix 100.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Katie wants to talk about your big old stinky feet.
Well, yeah, there was this article talking about whether or not you should walk around the house in outside shoes. I'm sure you've got a good opinion on this, Jeremy. And doctors weighed in, so it made it pretty interesting to me. I am a proud team member of Shoes Off at the Door, right? And that is a big part of it is all of the stuff that you track in. You know, there's rules about your house, right? And this is one of them that is steadfast with me. When you come in, you take off your shoes. So they asked them whether or not, like, if you come in, it could actually be bad for your health to wear your shoes in the house. And they're saying, yeah, like that bacterium that you bring in could cause colitis, life-threatening infections. I mean, they even saw things like, what is that?
Staphylococcus?
Staph infection, but also what is the thing that starts with an M? Oh, man, now I can't
mono?
Even think
marsupial?
Of it. Not mono. The thing that happens when, like, bacteria, and it can, like, cause, like, life-threatening issues.
MRSA.
That's the other thing that they're talking
MRSA
about.
MRSA for the win.
Exactly. That's what I meant.
That's what we meant.
They say that you're tracking in a lot of stuff.
Well, duh.
And that's the thing is they actually brought in doctors to see. But here's the thing is then they asked if walking around barefoot was bad for your feet in your home. They say there's a lot of accidents that involve just sharp objects around your house.
Oh, my God.
Again, bacteria could get into your feet, whether it's in your house or outside. So now they're talking about, yes, they want you to take your shoes off at the door, but you're going to need some kind of shoes to walk around in your house with because it could be very bad.
I have house shoes.
Do you really?
And it's not like slippers. They're some like slides.
Yes.
That
yes.
I have that I throw my slides on and yeah, I walk around the house in those.
Yeah.
I try to kick off my outdoor shoes. My outside shoes,
yeah,
right when I come in.
Absolutely, and that's the good move.
And
right
so did my children.
Yes,
and so does my wife.
Again, this is a steadfast rule at my house.
And that's why at the end of the week, there's about 70 pairs of shoes at the bottom of our stairs,
yeah, right
by the garage door.
Yes, the shoe gallery. That's where you're going to find it.
There's so many shoes. There.
Yeah, so they say that yeah, you're going to want to have a pair of shoes to walk around in your house with, and these shoes never see the outside. Like,
see, that's my problem. I do a little bit of outside in them.
Don't do
it. But just when it goes to like walking the trash out to like the side of the house.
Yeah, that's where people think they're safe. But where does your trash, when you put your trash down, it's got trash on it. So you're walking out there in all that. So they say the secret to house shoes is you can never let them be outside. So if you're
I got
doing
my indoor
that,
slippies, yeah.
I have my indoor slippers. Yep. And I will put on my running shoes to go run down to the car, check my mail and stuff just because I don't want my slippers out there. Like, I'm that
this
about
is such
it.
A headache, though, isn't it? Like, it's too much to think about.
Just keep them by the front
door. We have a rule in the house, though, too, if you forget. The nice thing about my house is the main level's hardwoods. So it's easy to clean,
yeah.
And I don't feel as gross as if it were carpet.
Yeah.
Because I'm not walking in with outside shoes and it's on carpet. Upstairs is carpet. No shoes allowed upstairs.
Yeah.
And we're getting ready to put carpet in the basement. No shoes in the basement.
Well, yeah, because that's where it traps.
That's
right?
Where it's going to trap, and it yeah. just, it's like a, you know, but that's when you need to call Zero Res.
Hey!
Make sure they come out and clean your carpets immediately.
Yes, and they do a great job, too.
I trust the team at Zero Res.
As you should, sir.
To get all that MRSA out of my carpets.
Do you know what they say the best indoor shoe is? This kind of shocked me a little
what?
Bit, and I don't know if I... Crocs. I know you said you have Crocs sandals and you love them.
I said yesterday I have Crocs flip-flops, and I didn't want to bring it up again, but my slides...
Are they Crocs?
Crocs.
Yeah, they say for our feet, like it's the best shape to keep our feet in if we're going to be walking around in our house on like the hardwood floors, as you said, and even the carpet. The Crocs are the best option for the... And how about this? Local Colorado company, too. Hey.
It's a good company. Not as good as Zero Res.
Exactly. Well, both of them can be great.
But yeah, good company.
You know? But,
real quick observation, though, too. Like, you said you shouldn't be walking around your house barefoot, but, like, when was the last time you were walking around your house barefoot and you got, like, shanked in the foot by something?
I know. Well,
I mean, that's rare, right?
But I do kick the ottoman quite often, and if I had my slippers on, that wouldn't happen. So gotta keep those feet safe, Jer.
Problem is, you just got big old feet.
I know. Well, there's that, too.
I think the only way to get around this is just to learn how to walk on your hands.
Okay. And you'll be fun at parties.
So as soon as you come in the house, you just do a handstand and walk around on your hands and take the trash out that way and go up and down your stairs. And yeah. I think that's the only reasonable way to get around all this.
What could go wrong?
What could go wrong, guys?
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Yeah, let's go. Let's have some fun. It is time for Fast Five. I know parents love it. Kids love it. Everybody loves it. So if you want to call in and play and you've never played before, now's your chance. 303-691-1-MIX. 303-691-1649. We'll get you on the air. Get to know you. I'll toss a category at you. Start a really annoying 10-second timer. Within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that topic / category. Think you can do it? 303-691-1649. As always, looking for folks that have never made it through before. Katie, give us some examples.
Yeah, you've asked for things that are music-related, like the five members of NSYNC, or local stuff, like five Colorado sports legends. Yeah. The one that won it yesterday, it was five candies that start with the letter H, and Brittany was the second caller and knocked it out of the park.
Oh, it did go quick yesterday,
yes,
didn't it?
Yes, it did. Heath Bar for the win. But, yeah, you never know what you're going to ask when it comes to Fast Five. So
that's the charm of this game, for sure. That's why people love listening to it, and they play in their car, they play with their friends, and they play it when they get to work. I've heard too. A lot of people go into work and start, you know, testing these categories out on their coworkers.
Yeah.
But if you want to play, 303-691-1649. If you get placed on hold, do not hang up. What's our prize today?
It's awesome. You get two tickets to Taste of Elidge. I am checking this out this weekend. I'm so excited. There's like 30 different chefs on hand, and you really get to check out the different cuisines that they will be offering in Elidge Gardens this week, this summer, rather. So very, very exciting stuff. And yeah, you're winning some tickets to check it out when you win Fast Five today.
Don't they have flavor zones or something?
They do, yeah.
Or
again, it's like the seven different cuisine zones.
Oh, it's cuisine zones.
And so
that's
you get to check out different flavors of the world.
I want a Flavor Zone.
Yeah.
Get a hold of Elidge's and change the name.
Flavor Zone.
Flavor Zone 1.
Wah, wah, wah.
Flavor Zone 2. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, boy. All right, guys, 303-691-1-MIX. 303-691-1649. And Jen's on the line. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Hey, girl. Hey. You going skiing for the last time today? You going up to A-Basin?
Tomorrow?
Good for you. Yeah, so. I saw it was today through Sunday, and then they're shutting that baby down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to get in.
I'm glad you skiers and boarders could get one last run in this season, though, because it was kind of lackluster, huh?
Although, Jen, I just saw a live cam from A-Basin. Bring your rock skis, because it's a little rough looking.
I'm sure you'll
find some snow. Day. Yeah,
it exactly. Might be a short day. Yeah, good luck. Yeah, if it's a short day, go get yourself a beer at a brewery or something while you're out there.
Yes.
That's what you do.
Make it happen.
Yeah, girl, yeah. All right, let's start some Fast Five with you. Now, no cheating, no help, no sequels, but in 10 seconds, I need five John Travolta movies. Go.
Saturday Night Live, Grease, Battlefield Earth,
Come on.
Grease 2, Grease 3. I don't know.
Well, no sequels.
Oh, man.
And it's Saturday Night Fever, not Saturday Night Live, so I can't give you that one.
Oh, shoot.
It gets intense when you're on the spot, though, huh?
No, but you came out swinging. That was a good try, Jen,
Remember Face Off when he changed faces with Nicolas Cage?
Yes, or Pulp Fiction. That's the one I was thinking.
Oh, yeah, Pulp Fiction.
You know?
Cheeseburger Royale.
Man. Joke about the mama potato or tomato.
Jen, have a great weekend, and be careful up on the slopes.
All right, thank you. You too.
Bye. Oh, who do we got? Maria. Hi, Maria.
Good morning.
Good morning. Tell me about your weekend. Impress me with your plans.
Just graduations, basically.
That's it, huh?
So many of those right now.
Yeah. We got so many. I got one niece graduating twice.
Oh, because they're that awesome.
She's graduating as an EMT. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
An EMT, and then what's the other one?
High school.
Oh, high school and
wow.
an EMT. Well, look at you with your little overachiever.
Yes, I hope she gets an awesome party.
Yeah, pretty much.
Did you buy her a gift?
Not yet. I'm trying to figure out what to get her still.
Cash.
That's always a great one.
Yeah, cash everybody loves it. Everybody loves cash.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, what's your little graduate's name? Give her a shout out.
Eva Grimaldo.
Okay.
Beautiful name.
Doing big things. Love that.
All right, you ready for your Fast Five?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm really nervous, but let's do it.
I got to put a disclaimer on this one. Don't message me, and please, everybody, don't get butthurt, okay? We're just having fun here. And we try to come up with unique and fun categories every day, okay?
We do.
There's my disclaimer.
Okay.
Don't text me. In 10 seconds, Maria, I need you to give me five members of the Trump family. Go.
Donald.
One.
Ivanka.
Yep.
Come
on.
Melania.
Three.
The son.
The son.
He's
got a couple sons.
Yeah.
Three sons. You got three. Not too shabby.
I couldn't think of them.
I know,
that's
right?
Okay.
It's like,
anybody else could have done it but you, Maria.
I know.
Anyone else? You're just a low IQ individual, Maria.
No, you
always
had
it. That was Don Jr.
Don Jr. He's my favorite Don. Second favorite Don. Maria, I love you. Have a good day.
Thank you so much.
I love you, Maria. Many people, frankly, love you.
Congrats to your grad.
Many people have told me how great your daughter is. All right. Sophie!
Hi!
Hi! Okay, my screen says baby shower. What does that mean?
Yes, I'm going to a baby shower. I'm pregnant myself, actually, so I have a bunch of pregnant friends that are throwing parties now, too.
You guys all got together at the same time and got your freak on, or what?
Kind of, yeah.
Wow, that's kind of fun, though.
Yeah, I'm excited.
You get to enjoy the pregnancy experience with all your girlfriends.
Yes.
And you got a little one in the car. What's their name?
I have Neff in the car and Nomi.
How far along are you, Sophie? How far along are you?
34 weeks.
Oh, say again?
34
weeks. Now, where was the baby conceived?
Okay, no, you don't have to.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Sophie, you ain't got to tell them nothing.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
No?
All right. Well, all the best wishes and good luck to you, Sophie.
I kind of want to know.
Thank you.
Sophie, your letter is B, like a baby.
Aww.
In 10 seconds, give me five things that you'd probably find in your garage that start with the letter B. Go.
A bin.
Sure.
A balloon.
Come on.
A baby stroller.
Yeah, maybe the stroller. Yeah.
And the book, too, in a box in the garage.
I
that's
know.
Exactly
that's
where
a
you
little,
put them.
That's a stretch.
Come
but
on.
Sophie, you didn't get it, darn it.
So close.
It was very nice talking to you. Good luck with your pregnancy.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye. Oh, she was nice. Is it Nikita?
Hi, yes.
Hi, Nikita.
Hi.
Oh my gosh!
Sorry.
It's you!
Are you fangirling right now?
One of my kids in the back. Sorry, I took it off speaker.
That's all right.
Adorable.
Who's the kiddo?
Ethan. He is excited.
Oh. Is he? How old is Ethan?
He is 10, and I have Eleanor and Cece in the car as well.
Wow, you got a full house in the car.
Yes.
Are they all yours?
Yes.
Wow, busy mama bear.
Yeah.
Busy, busy.
What
so
up, kiddos?
Where were they all conceived?
No, stop. Don't ask me. You ain't got to tell him nothing, Nikita.
I'm going to keep that one private.
Lame. All right. What do I have for you? Oh, I don't like any of these today. Well, I like the ones I already did.
Oh.
Okay, this one's kind of subjective, but it's kind of fun, too. In 10 seconds, give me 5 products that are used to make things smell better. Go.
Potpourri, yep. Air freshener, yep. Car freshener, yep. Deodorant, yep. And perfume.
One,
yeah.
Two, three, four.
Yeah. Yeah. All day, huh. Yeah. Oh, huh. Smells good to me.
Smells good to me. I'm wondering if you can get all those kids in your car to say, Jeremy, play the Winnie Win sound. Do you think you
can
try
it? Can you guys all say, Jeremy, play the Winnie Win sound?
Jeremy, play the Winnie Win. Yes!
Okay.
All right. Okay. We got the gist.
It kind of dissolved into something weird there, but yeah, we got it.
That's so good.
You hey, did kids. Good.
Thank you.
Winna, winna.
Very excited.
Great job, Nikita. That was fun.
Those kids are great. That's fun. All right, Nikita, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come back and tell you how to get your prize, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you to everybody in the car.
They were so
That's
fun.
How you do it. That was a fun round today of Fast Five. We'll play it again tomorrow morning, 7:30, with the most fun morning show in town. I guarantee you that. It's Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix 100.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I guarantee you this is going to be the most ridiculous thing that you hear on Denver radio this week.
Okay.
I mean, I guarantee you. Because Katie came in the other day, and she started asking us this goofy question, and well, I just shook my head. I was like, let's do this on the air.
Well, here's the thing. I am constantly like in a place and I look around and I'm like, gosh, if anybody ever came up to me and came at me sideways, like mm-hmm. in this moment, what would I use to defend myself? And the other day I was at the grocery store and I was legit in the produce aisle. And I was just like, what if somebody tried to start some and I needed to defend myself in the moment? And I was in the produce section and I just started looking around and I was like, what would I grab to fight off my enemy? And there were a lot of options, right? Cucumbers, potatoes, all kinds.
There's a lot of options. Okay.
So it just got me thinking. And so I, along those lines of thinking, I came in and asked you guys,
hey guys,
if you were ever about to throw down in the produce section.
So there's your question, y'all.
Yeah. What would
it's
you
a
use?
Silly Friday. I'm not going to tell you yet.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I do want to hear from our listeners. This isn't a hard question.
Yeah.
It's kind of silly. Do you want to have some fun with us?
Please do.
I dare you to call us and have some fun with us. Here's our phone number, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. You're in the produce department, and you got to throw down.
You got to throw down.
You got to throw down in the
coming
produce department.
At ya.
Someone's coming at you like a spider monkey. What are you going to grab?
To defend yourself.
You gotta have some description behind why
exactly.
You're picking what you're picking.
A reason. Would
be thank
nice.
You.
Yeah.
What are you picking and why to defend yourself? Come on, definitely the weirdest thing you're gonna hear all day. But full phone lines, you guys. This is fantastic. So silly.
Silly but fun.
You're at the grocery store. Stuff starts going down. You're in the produce section. What are you grabbing to fend off an enemy? And here's Luke. Hi, Luke.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, it's a kid. Hey, aww, buddy. All right, dude. So you're in the produce department. What are you grabbing to fight somebody?
Okay, so my thought is I can just grab, like, a bunch of tomatoes, and I'll just, like, start chucking at them.
Yeah.
Or I'll just throw one watermelon directly at their head.
Not okay. Bad. Not bad.
That would take somebody out, Luke.
You can
good
almost
pick.
Start with the tomatoes so the floor gets all slippery, and then boom, knockout with
or, like,
the watermelon.
Like, to blind them, right?
Yeah, that's good,
like, tomato in the eye, right in the eye, Luke.
I can't see!
Oh, yeah.
Those are good. Good,
good one,
job.
Luke. Thanks for the call, buddy. That's hilarious. Hi, Bob.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning, sir. All right, so you're in the produce department. You got to throw down. What are you grabbing?
I'm grabbing a 5-pound bag of potatoes.
Oh, and you can, like, swing it.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yes.
I'm a martial artist. I've been involved for 45 years.
Yeah.
And it's the best thing to grab.
So I immediately went to, one, yes, a big old bag you can whack somebody with, but also in a situation where you have multiple attackers,
yeah,
you got like 15 potatoes there, right?
Exactly.
But you're a martial arts guy.
I mean, yeah, so you put some thought into this, Bob. Like, you actually did the research.
I actually taught a class for years on improvisational weaponry.
I want to go to that class!
I didn't know it was a thing!
Yes.
So what other kinds of things, like improv weaponry?
Yeah, what would be... Okay, so we're in there and there's no potatoes. Then what do we grab?
Yeah, what else?
A 5-pound bag of onion.
Oh, okay, same type of thing. But if you couldn't
grab a bag,
you just had to grab a single vegetable or fruit, which one would you go for?
English cucumber.
Oh.
I thought about
that. It's a stabbing weapon.
I thought about that, but I feel like it's a little flimsy. Bob, we got to get to some other calls, buddy. But
those are great, though.
Dude, you're the expert, man.
Thank you.
Well done, sir.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks,
bye.
You too. Bye.
That was like his job.
I know.
His job was to prepare to fight.
I feel like he's going to go buy potatoes just to do it today.
Brett.
Prove my point.
Brett.
Yes.
Hey. Oh.
What up, Brett?
Hi.
How you doing?
Whoa, you just turning Katie on. That's all I know.
Right?
You got a sexy voice, Brett.
Whoa.
Awesome. Thanks.
Okay.
You're welcome. All right, what are you fighting somebody off with in the produce department?
So I like Luke's watermelon to the head. Uh-huh. I like the bag of potatoes. I think maybe start with the clubbing them with a bag of potatoes and then a handful of jalapenos right in the eyes.
Oh,
that's solid. Multiple. I didn't think about the jalapenos.
No, because they're spicy.
What if you only had access to one thing? It was like, boom, you don't have time to grab two. Are you just going straight for the jalapenos?
It depends. Are we in a grappling situation or is there some distance between us? Grappling, I'm going for the jalapenos.
In this hypothetical produce department assault, yeah, I think it's a grappling situation. He snuck up behind you and grabbed you, Brett.
Yeah, I'm going for the jalapenos, then right to the eyes.
Attaboy.
That's what I'm doing.
Well played, sir.
Yeah. I like that, Brett. Good job.
Thank you, Brett. Have a great day.
Awesome. Thanks.
Yeah, bud. Let's do one more really quick. Oh, man, the lines are packed. Hi, D.
Hi.
D's nuts. What are you grabbing?
Pineapple.
Oh.
Any which way you throw it, it's going to stab him.
It's pokey.
It is pokey, isn't it?
That's perfect. And it has a handle.
It's a built-in handle. But that handle, the built-in handle, the top there, that's prickly. That's hard to hold on to.
It is. But if you got a good grip on it and then just went to town, you can do some damage with a pineapple.
That's an epic weapon, I think.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Good job, D.
We are all still laughing at Bob, who was the martial arts expert, who was talking about the 5-pound bag of potatoes and the 5-pound bag of onions.
And teaching a class on spontaneous weaponry? Wait a minute.
I want to talk to that guy longer and give him different scenarios and situations, you know?
Right?
I'm at a hardware store.
You're at the post office,
I'm at
Bob.
A car dealership.
All of a sudden?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm at the DMV. What am I grabbing, Bob?
You're at Build-A-Bear.
Yeah.
What's going down?
At Build-A-Bear! I'm at Hot Topic.
Yeah.
I'm at Cinnabon.
You never know.
Oh, I got to talk to him again. All right, we got Juliet, Jason, and Tyler on the line. Let's snag what they're grabbing. Hi, Juliet.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. So you have to defend yourself in the produce department. What are you grabbing?
Okay, so I don't know if this counts because it's not a fruit or a veggie, but it is in the produce aisle.
Okay.
Well, this is a twist.
Yeah.
I like this. Okay, what are you grabbing?
You know, like the lime or the lemon juices?
Yes.
Like the ones you squeeze?
The squeezies.
I would grab that and squeeze them in the eyes.
That, I think, would still count.
Perfect.
Brilliant.
And they look like the lime and the lemon, so bonus points there, right?
They do,
they're
Katie.
In the shape of the lime or lemon.
So, kind of works.
Yeah. I like that one.
I was kind of thinking about maybe doing lemon juice as mine, Julia. Just grabbing a lemon, though, and ripping it open and right into their eyes.
You know that burns.
But I like yours better. That's pretty solid, girl. Pretty solid.
Yep. It would give me a chance to run away if I need to.
Yeah.
Duck and cover. Good job, Juliet.
Pretty
That's solid.
Good
job.
Thank you for calling. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Right, bye. We got Jason and Tyler. Let's do Tyler. Hi, Tyler.
Hello.
Hello. What are you grabbing?
I'm grabbing a durian.
Oh, you're just going to make
smelly
the smelly one. Yeah. It's going to clear the room.
That's one that stinks,
you know,
but it's delicious.
I'm just game over. Everybody's out.
Yes. That is genius.
You might make him
Tyler.
Pass out with that.
I know. You'd clear out the whole store with a durian fruit.
Precisely.
How many so of those smart. Are just sitting around, though?
Oh, you'll find one. Yeah, especially now, like the, you know, specialty stores.
Okay, maybe.
You can You're find
right,
one.
The Asian grocery stores? Yeah,
yeah. Absolutely.
Right. I'd be walking around trying to find whatever the hell a durian fruit is.
I like
I'd be
that.
Like, hey, hold on. Can you not mug me for a second? I got to do a loop.
Let me Google
I gotta
durian
do a
fruit
loop.
Real quick.
Okay, well, as long as your mugger's patient, then I guess it's fine.
Exactly.
He's a very patient mugger. Oh, take your time. Take your time.
Exactly.
He's zipping through his Instagram.
Got nothing but time.
Nothing but time. Tyler, yeah, Tyler, you made me laugh. Well done. Have a good day.
Yeah, too.
Okay,
bye.
Bye. All right, what's Jason have to say? What's up, Jason?
How's it going?
Well, we're super dupes, buddy. Super dupes.
Super dupes.
Super dupes. What do you?
I would.
Go ahead.
I would do a butternut squash mainly so I could use a tagline, you better not post up on me.
Oh, you have this planned out.
Oh, my God.
Yes!
But I would have to follow up with Brussels sprouts because nobody loves those.
Nobody? Well, I mean, they're making them way better nowadays.
And
but...
again, you got a bag of Brussels sprouts.
Exactly.
You can nail them three or four times or whack them with the Brussels sprouts. Or
there's no bacon in the produce aisle. So,
right.
No.
Or, Jason, you throw them on the ground and it's one of those whoa situations where
like
they
marbles.
Fall down. It's
like marbles.
It's like
mm-hmm.
marbles, buddy.
That's a solid pick, Jason. That's fun. And I like your line.
You butternut.
Yeah. You're our favorite butternut squash, Jason.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you guys as well.
Bye.
All right, later, Gator.
Oh, that was so funny.
All right, what are you guys picking?
Man, that was so good. I think I'm going to try to find the coconuts. I got to go straight to the coconuts and just start hawking them.
Take them
That's
out.
What I've heard about you.
Yeah.
I'm picking the ginger root because it's stable, it's big, and I could hit a couple times without that breaking.
Ginger root.
Ginger root all day.
That's another one that you could snap open and rub it on their tongue, and they'd
totally.
Be like,
Totally. Exactly. Yeah.
I'm going straight over to the corn on the cob. I'm shucking two corn on the cobs, and I'm holding them like daggers.
Oh,
and I'm coming
good.
At you with the corn on the cob.
Corn
that would hurt.
Fury.
That
can,
would hurt.
You can go down with it. You can go up with it. You can go straight across with it. I'm going corn on the cob all day long.
Shucks
I like
to death.
That one.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
No one's taking out us out in the produce
no.
department. Like, we are prepared.
We're fruit ninjas is what we are. Hey, guys, thanks for the calls and comments and having some fun on a fun Friday show with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. We like to give you little sports updates with our resident sports expert, Josh. Before you hop into it, though, I do want to give a special shout-out to the boss over there at the sports station, Altitude 92.5, Mr. Kevin Shockey.
Woo-hoo!
Kevin Shockey, everybody, who came in this morning with some Mickey D's for us.
So
I love it when he does that. He's such a nice guy.
Yeah.
Made our Friday morning.
Yeah. It was really nice. Yeah. And a little side note to that, if you want to go back and watch our YouTube video, where Josh, for some reason, has the camera like 3 inches from his face today.
I was just trying out something new.
And he wolfed down that McMuffin. I mean, you get full facial on that shot there.
We will never
YouTube.
Be using this angle again. Just letting you guys know.
People were commenting, hey, how was that sandwich, Josh?
And I was like, oh, no.
And not only that, but the way you, like, gazed at it before you took
I was
a bite.
It was romantic, wasn't it?
It
was really sexual.
There was some tension. There was some tension.
Right, so anyway, big thank you to Kevin and a big thank you to YouTube for keeping that video online forever.
Ever and ever.
Ever All right. and ever and well, ever. All right, what you got for sports?
You know who else is all over YouTube right now? The Colorado Avalanche.
Yeah.
And it's not because of the Avalanche, the goals that they're scoring. Well, kind of is, because the person that has been doing the goal horn for the Avalanche has been going crazy viral because of how many times this person is hitting the goal horn. And so 9 News decided to do some discovery work and see who actually is behind the work of that horn.
My name is Brandon Mestis. Yep, I am the guy that hits the fun big red button for all Avalanche goals and Avalanche wins. Goal horn is once again all kind of vibed, seeing the moment of the game, what goal it is, what team we're playing, playoffs, regular season. So a lot of factors that go into a goal horn. Never once did I think about the analytics of my goal horn.
He's just hitting it for fun. He's having a good time.
Yeah.
Love this. He's a vibes guy.
He
just feels out the vibes and is like, you know what? Depending on the goal, the placement of the goal, what time of the game it is, and when they win the game, that's how many times I'm going to hit it. I'm just feeling out the crowd noise right there. I love this specifically because when the Avs played the Wild in game 1, he hit that goal horn 40 times throughout the game.
He's into it.
40 times.
I'm just a vibes guy.
Well, he
I
is.
Love it.
It's funny. I actually know him from doing Mammoth games with him way back. And he is the chillest, most like head on his shoulders type of guy. Like, because he's
so
like the
producer.
So do you
see him as this type of person?
Well, that's the thing. I love that he's so passionate about this goal horn because he is like
that last game.
Chill guy, you know?
That last game, though, was.
He
hit it
so
eight times on the game winner. Eight times.
Yeah. He's a good guy, though. He deserves that coverage.
Good guy, good guy.
He's a good guy. So,
good guy, Brandon. Shout out to Brandon, our new goal horn guy. This was his first season that he did it. So I think he's going to be brought back again because people are loving it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it again. You know, if he's behind you at a red light, and it turns green, and you're not going, you know what this guy's doing.
He's that guy. Beep, beep, beep.
Well, it's all the big stories floating around this morning, nationally and locally. Nationally, I think the biggest celebrity news is Eric Church. I had so many of our great listeners sending me the clip of Eric Church delivering his commencement address at the University of North Carolina last weekend, and he compared each string on his guitar to a pillar in life.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think of Eric Church, a rowdy country boy with a drink in his hand.
He's got a soft side.
Dude has an incredible soft side. I had no idea. I went ahead and pulled 60 seconds of his little speech because I thought it was just so powerful and so damn good.
Yeah.
I want to play it for you guys. Here you go.
Six strings of life and willingness to keep them in tune. Six principles, six pillars. When all six are in tune with each other, the chord your life makes is full and resonant. And truth. All six will drift in their own time, in their own season. Your faith will go quiet when you need it loud. Your family will get complicated in a way only the people who love you most can complicate things. And your world will try to sand down the edges of exactly who you are. This is not failure. It's the inevitable, universal experience of living in an imperfect world that doesn't stop to let us tune up. And the difference between a life that sounds like music and a life that sounds like noise is whether you stop and listen. Whether you're honest enough to hear which string has drifted out of tune and humble enough to make the adjustment instead of just turning up the volume and hoping nobody notices. Trust what your heart hears and is telling you about your song. So graduates, now I encourage you to take your six strings, make it something worth hearing, play your song as I leave you with mine.
And now let's drink some whiskey.
I like want to cry.
So I know. You should check out the entire speech.
He's
like
music,
a pastor.
His music in general just moves me. I mean, his song Like a Wrecking Ball is one of the most beautiful love songs of all time. So the man knows how to speak. But here's the thing. He's such a sexy song.
That's Nicole's like sexy song.
It is my favorite. Like, and that's the thing. But even him talking right there, I don't know how he gets that like tinny I'm talking in a bathroom sound just by being him.
Himself.
Like,
I love him.
I
love him.
I don't know how he does that.
So anyway, I hope that inspired a few people today. I thought I'd just say, you know what? I'm going to take my little portion and play 60 seconds at Eric Church.
Hello, so. Chief.
Hello, Chief. What? Side note, one of the best concerts I've ever been to.
I just love him.
All right, what you got locally?
Okay, so everyone say hi to Lenny Pierce.
Hi, Lenny Pierce.
Yeah, he's a dad, DJ, and a music producer, and he's bringing his beeps and boops to Red Rocks with toddler techno. Let's go. It's a baby rave.
Is it?
Okay. Yes.
Oh,
if you're happy and you know it, and your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Now drop that beat.
Now poop your pants. Now poop your pants. Poop your pants.
Okay, so Lenny, he found his little kiddo was really vibing with his beats that he had. And he's like, what if I took your songs and put the same type of beat behind them? Loved it so much. He started doing it at venues across the country, and he's bringing it to Red Rocks. So June 14th, and in baby rave fashion, it starts at 10:15.
Hold your pacifier up.
Exactly. 10:15 a.m., by the way. Oh. The concert's open to all ages, and kids under a year don't even have to get a ticket. So bring your family out there. How fun
we
does that
go.
Sound?
I want to go, and I don't even have a toddler.
Exactly.
So I think I'll
like,
go.
Let's go tear it up.
Yeah.
So yay, Lenny Pierce.
Bring a bottle.
Yeah.
Never mind. Go on.
Okay. Moving on. Remember when we talked about that Harry Potter themed pop-up bar that Warner Brothers came in and was like, no, you can't do this. Well, this makes more sense as to why now. They've already got a plan to roll out a fun time Hogwarts style. So make way for Harry Potter, the exhibition. And this one, again, being thrown by Warner Brothers. So it makes total sense, right?
Yeah.
It'll start June 26th, Denver's South Broadway District, and tickets are on sale now. So if your kids are 3 to 12, it'll cost you just $20 to get in. It looks so neat, though. They actually have the candles floating on the ceiling. They have different immersive experiences for you to get in on. Like, you can play Quidditch. What?
Oh, that's sweet.
They're giving you a chance to actually play Quidditch. You can, take the Defense Against the Dark Arts class. All of these things are so huge in the books. You can check out the Great Hall Gallery, the Cupboard Under the Stairs, or Gringotts-inspired vault. That's the bank, Jeremy.
My favorite.
Harry
my favorite
Potter
part.
Keeps all his money that he keeps getting. So, this looks really, really neat. And you get chocolate frogs and butter beer at the end.
That sounds awesome.
Well, yeah, now you've got me.
They really made sure they covered all the bases here. So now it makes sense why Warner Brothers was like, no, we're not going to let you do a Harry Potter thing because we're already doing one.
We got our own chocolate frogs and biscuit butters or
butter
whatever.
Beer.
Butter yes, biscuit beers and chocolate frogs.
Just one more because we have a lot of things going on this weekend. Colfax Marathon is this Sunday. North Glen's 9th annual food truck carnival. That's all weekend long.
Yum.
And then the Colorado Railroad Museum in Golden. Woo-hoo! They've got their busy summer season kicks off this weekend with Colorado Crossing. So bring the kids to it.
Also very big with toddlers.
And old men.
Toddlers and little old men. They love trains. They sure do.
There you go.
There you go, guys.
My hype.
Right on.
She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
Yeah, we do it every day here at Mix 100, and we always love talking to our listeners, and it's sweet Bella. Hi, Bella. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. This is incredible. I just stepped out to get a coffee, turned on the radio for like 4 minutes and called in and did not expect to get this at all.
And here you are.
Yay,
you're
going to
be famous, Bella.
I cannot believe this. Just texted my parents, texted like 3 friends immediately.
Oh, this is cute. Well, like I said, we'll turn around and make this a podcast, and you can go download it and put it all over your socials if you want and send it to your friends and family.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. That'll be perfect. That's incredible. Thank you.
Well, absolutely. You're a sweetheart. I got one quick question for you. What's your coffee order? What'd you get?
My coffee order is just a cold brew. I had a Starbucks gift card. I'm blazing through.
Nice. I'm not mad at that. I'm a fan of a good solid cold brew.
Absolutely. They've got all those fun foams now.
Oh, yeah.
The nitro foam. Yeah, you know me.
Get you some foam, Bella. Hey, Bella, tell us about yourself. Who are you? Do you work? Tell us a little bit about you.
Awesome. So I just finished my first year at Rochester Institute of Technology in upstate New York. I am home for the summer. I'm an engineering student, so I'm kind of between jobs and internships right now, you know?
Yeah.
I'm a dog sitter, if that helps.
Yeah.
Nice.
And a big hiker, Colorado, almost native.
Nice. Well, Katie loves hiking, too.
I do. Yeah.
Oh,
You're in the right spot, Bella.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah, girl. Well, we are delighted to have you. We love your energy. I'm going to give you and Katie the same 5 questions. Best out of 5 wins. Ties go to Katie because she's a monster and a diva. Okay?
I'm a nice monster, Bella, I promise.
I trust you. I believe you.
Katie, you want to say anything before you leave the studio?
Oh, my gosh. I want you to bring it, Bella, because I love your energy, and I hope you win, kind of.
Thank you so much. I hope you win.
You guys are sweet.
You just became best friends.
Bella, I need you to tell Katie to get out of the studio.
Hey, Katie, I'm so sorry. Can you head out for a second?
I sure will,
so
girl.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
If you wouldn't mind, please, I love you forever. BFM.
Love you.
All right, Bella. She goes into a little room where she can't hear anything, and I come up with the questions so there's no cheating. And then we'll find out if you're right once we bring her back into the studios, okay?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Thank you.
Here we go. Here's your first question. Oh, boy. What baby girl name was just ranked the most popular in America again this year? What's the most popular girl name?
Rick. I'm going to say...
Oh, I thought Frick was your
Hannah.
Answer.
No. I'm going to say Hannah.
Hannah.
That's a good guess.
Hannah Banana. All right, here's your second question for the crush. Hold on. I got to make sure I wrote down 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, I did. All right, here's your second one. What 2 comfort foods are being combined in Kraft's brand new limited edition product. It's been in the news.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I don't follow mac and cheese news. I'm going to say it's like a sweet, it's a like bacon potato sort of thing. Just you're off the top of my head.
You're a bacon potato.
Good one. Fair enough.
I know, burn. All right, Bella, how many total cover models did Sports Illustrated reveal for this year's swimsuit issue?
Wow, I need to pay more attention. Six?
You want to say six, seven, six, seven?
I'm going to say six, not six. Seven.
Very good.
Six or seven, yes.
Six, seven. Your fourth question, how many seasons of Ted Lasso are there?
There are three out right now. I don't know if there's a fourth in production. I've heard mixed things. I know there are three. I've seen them all. They're incredible.
Would you like to say three or would you like to say four?
Oh, is there... There's a...
I'm just going to... I fourth? Just want to clarify.
I'm going to say three.
And what is the name of Will Ferrell's upcoming golf comedy that's dropping on Netflix on July 16th?
That's horrible. I have no idea. I'm just going to call it Will Ferrell's Golf Comedy.
That's a great answer.
All right, let's get Katie in here. Get in here. I'm waving her in.
One.
We got a... You think you got one?
I got one, maybe.
Which one do you think you got?
Ted Lasso.
All right. Katie.
Okay, hi.
Welcome back. Everything good?
Oh, thank you, yes.
You're a little out of breath. You all right? Were you jogging back?
I ran to come to chat with Bella.
She's really sweet.
Hi.
She's really sweet. All right, she thinks she got one, so let's see how you do, Katie.
Oh, are they hard today?
We'll find out. Okay, what baby girl name was ranked the most popular in America again this year?
Oh, I don't know. Let's go. I'm going to say Bella, right? Why not?
Oh, no.
It's not Bella, and Bella said Hannah. We're looking for Olivia.
Shucks
is right.
It's a pretty name.
All right, Bella, or not Bella, Katie, here's your second question.
Okay.
What two comfort foods are being combined right now in Kraft's brand new limited edition product? It has been all over the news.
I am bummed I don't know food.
This is a food
news.
One.
Yeah, you think, well, mac and cheese, obviously, and French onion soup? I don't know.
It's not too bad.
No. And Bella said bacon potato or something.
Both of those would be great.
It is mac and cheese and chicken ramen. So it's mac and cheese and ramen.
I never would have got
that's
that.
What?
I know, okay. Right?
What? Oh, you know you'd eat
like
it.
I don't like that.
I don't either. I think I'd eat potato and bacon more.
I was saying something good. But
yeah.
Needs more cold foam on it, right, Bella?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Ramen cold foam, I'll do it.
Here's your third question. How many total cover models did Sports Illustrated reveal for this year's swimsuit issue?
Okay, I do know this one. It's three, right? Hilary Duff, Tiffany Haddish, and Alex Earle. It was three.
No, I didn't write them all down, but it was four.
Whoa.
What was the other one?
I don't remember, but it was four.
Was it four?
And it's four.
Son of a
biscuit. I should have wrote them all down. But
oh,
all
no,
I did
you're was... right. It was the Real Housewives or the Wags lady.
Yeah.
You're right. There is four.
You guys are both sucking today.
I am really dropping.
Right? I'm tanking.
It's really
on
bad.
Live radio.
You're fine. You're still delightful. You're still a winner in life, Bella. You're adorable.
Thank you. You too.
I am adorable, too. Thank you. Side note, did you see... Alex Earle's Instagram?
Oh, her Sports Illustrated shoot? Yeah.
Did you see the video?
How did she get in the tree in a bikini? That's my question. Like, she didn't even scrape herself at all. Like, that's talent.
So you saw it?
Yes, I saw it. Very impressed. Yeah, you obviously saw it, Jeremy.
I can say no more. Bella, how many... damn it, I keep messing up. Katie!
Okay.
How many seasons of Ted Lasso are there?
Oh, why are these the questions? I've never seen the show. Oh, no. Is it five?
No, and Bella said three, which is wrong.
Oh,
there is actually four because the
it's
fourth
out?
Is coming out. Yes, there is four.
But is it out?
Is it out yet?
There's four seasons. Might... The trailer's dropped. I'm
is
counting.
It out?
I'm
no,
counting
I've
four.
Three.
There are four seasons.
Okay,
it's done.
Okay.
It's coming out. Josh, Google it really quick. When does season four come out? Do you guys not like that one?
Separately with both
there
of
is four friends. Seasons.
There
I mean,
is,
the trailer has dropped for season four, so
okay.
There is four seasons.
It comes out August 5th.
August 5th.
But it's not out yet.
As of right now,
I don't
it's
know
just
if I like
three.
That one.
Yeah, I think.
Are we gonna fight right now?
I think she needs the ding. I think she got that one right. I do.
I mean, she's a huge fan too. She goes, "I've watched all of them."
Technically, four seasons.
I watched them separately with both of my parents. Each.
I'm gonna think about it. Fifth and final question: what is the name of Will Ferrell's upcoming golf comedy that's coming out July 16th on Netflix?
Not one lob today, huh? Just
I'm coming in hot today.
All day. I have no idea. Golf with Will? What?
No, Bella said something similar. So. No, it's called The Hawk.
I never would.
Again, trailers everywhere. You guys.
Did I just lay a goose egg?
You just.
Well, you both got
totally
zero,
did.
But.
I think she got a half a point at least, so, like, I don't know.
Okay,
I'm on
you know
Bella's
what?
Side for this one.
Hold up. Half point maybe for Ted Lasso.
Okay. So she beat me 0.5 to none.
Did you get a, did you just win by a 0.5, Bella?
Did I just win by a 0.5?
I think she might have.
Oh my goodness.
All right, you know what? I like you so much. I'm going to let you win by a 0.5
okay,
today.
Are you sure? Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
This is insane. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
You're fun.
You've been one of the best calls we've had all week. Your energy is contagious.
Thank you so much. This is incredible. This is, wow, such a cool opportunity.
Well, make sure you download the podcast. Tell all your friends that you were on today with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100, all right?
100%. You will see me on social media in just a moment.
Yeah, girl. I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll come back and tell you all about your prize. All right, Bella?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I like her a lot. I want to be friends with her.
I've never been so happy to lose.
She's
and
so
lose
sweet.
Badly. Like, that was a bad loss
that
for me.
That was a bad round for you.
Way to go, Bella.